everybody. Welcome to the Happy Half Hour. It's Friday, and you've earned this. You may not have done a lick of work to earn it. You may not feel like you earned it. You might just be sad. You might just be sad and decide, you know, I don't deserve anything. But you do. Deep down in the recesses of your soul, you deserve this. We have an amazing show. First, I just want to say a big thank you to our friends over at Artesian Builds, who set up the computer that I am using to make this possible in this post-apocalypse. Artesian Builds, go there, use code TYT, you can get a discount when you build your own computer or parts or whatever you need. They're fantastic. And also to Blue Yeti for this machine. Look at that. When I point it away, it sounds different. That's how you know it's good. It's not just some dumb microphone. I am your dumb host, and we have an amazing opposite of dumb guest. She has a special. It is Khalees Hawkins is 40 AF. I listened to it. It is fantastic. You can check it out. We're going to meet her right now. So welcome to the show, Khalees Hawkins.
Hi.
Hi. First of all, I listened to your special. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about it and you.
A little bit about me and my special. It's all in there. I mean, I'm a mom, I'm a comic, and I'm a writer. I wrote it down and then I said it out loud and then I paid for the kids' rent.
That's how it works. When we boil down how these things happen. You've done a lot of stuff. You've been on Jimmy Fallon, Russell Simmons Presents Live at the El Rey, Gotham Live, stand up. You've done a lot of things. You've written on shows people have seen. That's fantastic. How are you holding up in this pandemic situation?
Well, today has been the best day of the pandemic for me because I've found some equilibrium. I have found some discernment for the things that were bothering me. And I think you know what I'm talking about. I think we're probably talking about the same thing here.
Tell me. Go for it.
Just, you know, sometimes you feel like there are people, you know, that are out to get you and that they're, Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You kind of feel like there's somebody that maybe doesn't want you to do very well in life. And you just have to kind of breathe and relax and just realize that in due time, all of the due process and all of the things that were plaguing you will come undone.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, that's exactly it. But I'm afraid to, like, I'm just going to speak for my personal self. But when I found out, for me, that person you're talking about, and obviously you're just talking in generalities. For me specifically, it's the President of the United States and Stephen Miller and various other swamp creatures who have tried to make life difficult for many folks and don't really understand the concept of empathy and humanity or mortality, even when theirs is threatened. But for me, learning about that stuff, I can't really get, like, relaxed enough to enjoy it. Is that weird? Like, I know there's, like, this moral thing where, like, it's mean to wish, like, peril upon people. And it's not like I wish it on them. But when it happens, I'm just, like, afraid to like, take the karmic win and let it happen. I don't know. How are you responding to that?
Well, I mean, he was reckless with his safety. And that's just his own... That's his own thing. Like, he's going to have to deal with the repercussions and the health issues that might follow. I think that for, you know, when it comes to a guy like that, he's shown so many of his colors. It's hard to give him the benefit of the doubt. But in general, when people are going through things, I try to give them the benefit of the doubt. Like, he's a public figure. So we know a lot about him and we've seen a lot of his dirt uncovered. And, It's kind of easy to just hate him. He makes it very easy to hate him. But that doesn't apply to everyone, Brett. It just doesn't. It just doesn't.
It's not... It is so easy to hate him. But I don't think I hate him. I think I just get very frustrated with... I get frustrated with the whole system. Like, I know when he first got elected, Seth MacFarlane said something that really resonated with me, which was, like... as a person, I'm from Los Angeles. I worked at a talent agency as an assistant for a very long time. And I remember Seth MacFarlane said something like, we know what kind of a fraud he is. And I know you, like, in your specialty, talk about the entertainment industry and, like, what it's like also in your comedy. But, like, you know this kind of fraud, you know, this kind of fraudster. And when, and it takes a giant and, like, before the pandemic, he kind of got away with so much. But, like, this it's sad that it takes a pandemic to really expose to everyone else who's kind of seems like they're coming around what a fraud he is. I mean, what's your take on all that?
You think the pandemic exposed it? Because the people who believe in Donald Trump still believe him. Like, I just watched something the other day where they were showing them a fake video of Joe Biden falling asleep during a news conference, and they didn't fact check it. So these people are getting fed this information. Yes, they want to believe it. So they're going to believe what they want to believe. You know, if Donald Trump gives them huge, crazy evidence against a Democrat, and he just keeps repeating it over and over. It's a hypnotic thing. It's a hypnotic quality. He says it over and over and over until you think you thought it, especially if you're racist or you're a supremacist or if you want to stay on top. You're going to hear what you hear and you're going to believe it, especially if you want that, right? So those people are going to continue to believe him. He's not exposed as far as they're concerned. As far as some people are concerned, he comes off sympathetic because he got this disease now and he is more relatable. And they're like, oh, no, our president and our livelihood. These people think that they're going to lose it all to everyone.
That's such a great point about them thinking he's relatable, you know, like, because there is no reason he should have been relatable at all. Like, he lives in a gold tower. And they still found a way to relate. Like, he gets them sick, and then what's that?
They relate to him aspirationally. They relate to, they want to be him. They want to be like him. They want to look like him. They want to be able to thrive and have his money. They don't relate to him like they have that life. They relate to him in a fantastical way, in a TV way.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and the way that they would relate to him having coronavirus, they can't relate to the way he was treated for coronavirus. Like, he literally got helicoptered to a hospital that had a private wing that was set aside for presidents, even though presidents never go there. And you could tell because, like, the way that that secret wing at Walter Reed looks, it's decorated like, and I think Emma, who's a contributor to our network, who frequently goes and interviews Trump fans, she's like, this is everyone's grandma's house. And it's like they must have opened it and like a bat flew out. But still, the world is so dedicated to people like Donald Trump, whose parents gave them a ton of money. And then still somehow somebody who I know the video you're talking about, it's like a CNN interview where a guy who looks like Aaron Rodgers gone wrong is like, Washington Post. He's just like Donald Trump.
Was that a face swap? Because he didn't actually ever fall asleep, did he?
No.
That's the thing. I haven't even fact checked. I just knew it was fake.
The truth about that was it was an interview with Harry Belafonte, who was doing he was doing like a junket where those are the worst. Junkets are where you just like sit in the same room and do hits with like Fox News 7 and Fox News 9 San Diego and NBC 12 like Indianapolis. And Harry Belafonte was asleep. And it's a viral video from years ago. They just took a still image of Joe Biden and put it where Harry Belafonte's face was. And people just want to believe it. It's crazy. It's so nuts. People don't know what the F is happening anymore.
Yeah, Harry Belafonte wasn't running because he would, you know, he'd be exposed.
Yep. We're going to expose a lot of awesome stuff on this show. We have a couple more segments left. We're going to play What the F is Happening Here. And we're going to tell you the best things ever of the week. So don't go away. We got a lot more with Khalees Hawkins after this. We'll be right back. All right, we're going to play a game. We had so much fun with Eddie Pepitone at this game last week, though I brought it back for this week because I know it's so fun. Okay, so here we go. This is a game called What the F is Happening Here. We're going to show you essentially, we're going to show Khalees a still image or play her a sound or a snippet, and she's going to tell me what the F she thinks is happening here. So Khalees, this goes for you. Tell me what you think is happening, and we'll have an educated guess. And then we'll reveal whether you're right or wrong. And these things will cover the gamut from politics to absolutely nothing related to politics whatsoever. Okay, so do you understand the rules as I have explained them to you?
Yep.
Awesome. Okay, so here this one's pretty simple. This will show it. This is from Romiana, who tweeted, I'm just going to leave this here for anyone having a bad day. So here's a photo. Describe what you see and tell me what you think is happening there.
As it happens?
Yeah, go ahead. Go for it.
Okay, what do you see? Rising towards the ceiling. It's full of helium and there is a flower curtain behind it. Hmm? Nothing's happening yet.
What do you think is any instinct as to what this balloon is or what you think the big reveal is going to be?
I hope it's like a gift for somebody. It's like, you know, just a typical present.
Okay, let's show you what actually is happening there. It was a flying turtle.
Okay, I would have never guessed that.
No one would ever get that.
Okay, I'm going to go a little more random with the next one.
Okay. So that's it. It's just a flying turtle. I really enjoy imagining what the life of this turtle must be like and what it must be thinking. Because whenever I see a tiny turtle like that, it's usually in like a David Attenborough, like, video about like the turtles being born and getting chased by snakes. And I'm just happy that there's a turtle somewhere that isn't getting chased by snakes and is instead having the experience of flying through the air.
Yeah. I like the turtle metaphor. I always think about that when it comes to like just life. The turtles hatch so far away from the ocean and everything is out to get them on their way in. And there are so many of them and they are running towards the ocean and so many of them get scooped up that there has to be even more of them to actually make it. That's how it feels like being a comedian. That's how it feels in comedy.
It's a survival situation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Have you had any situations in particular, like any stories come to mind of like, horrible experiences where you had to like, you know, survive for yourself? Like, how do you handle that kind of thing?
Well, I push it down and I wait until it pops up years later and I can't avoid it.
Fair enough. I feel like a lot of people can identify with that. Okay. Next round of What the F is Happening Here, I'm going to play you a snippet of a video. So let's show you this video, and you'll tell me what you think is happening here.
Get! There he is. Ah!
Was there a bug or something? Is there a bug situation? Did a bug land on him, and he's just trying to smash it?
This is a great question. The answer is, this is how I was written. It's very, very close. Your guess is so insanely close. It's bigger than a bug, but you're in the right ballpark. As Jamie Ross from CNN reports, please spare a thought for CNN correspondent Joe Johns, who is fantastic, who, while trying his best to update the nation on the president's condition despite a lack of clear information coming from the White House, was ambushed by a raccoon. So we have the full interaction, which we'll play for you now. Here's Joe Johns from CNN handling the way I feel like anyone would, being ambushed by a raccoon while he's reporting the news.
I don't know. What? Get! There he is. Ah! No events on the president's schedule today, and important to say, the White House. Yeah, especially from the Dems. Oh, my God. Freaking raccoons, man. God, again, this is the second time. Jesus. Raccoon came back. It always comes around right about when I'm going to go on TV.
Maybe that raccoon is some secret White House spy. It's programmed to attack reporters. They don't, you know, they need their protection.
I love that so much. Like, that is the new... I just feel so bad for Joe Johns, because, like, right now, as coronavirus, like, infects the entire White House, he's probably having a bad go of it as it is. And just to have it, like, magnified by wild raccoons, like, attacking random journalists just trying to do their job. I do like the idea that you have of the White House training them. Like, they have little cameras on their heads and they're being sicked on people. But yeah, so that's what the hell is happening there. Khalees, go ahead and tell us what you think the F is happening there.
It looks like a sex doll who changed her mind.
That is so incredibly close. So here is what actually is happening. This is a malfunctioning dental school robot who randomly started convulsing and almost attacking the dental student. So it is close when you say it's a sex robot that changed its mind. When you realize who is making it, we do have some informational videos on it. So we're going to show you this this last clip of the actual, like, what is happening. So take a look.
Showa University has announced Showa Hanako 2, a robot dental patient, fabricated by robot maker Tamzak. The main features of the new robot are a silicone skin and mouth lining by Orient Industry, a maker of love dolls. The tongue and arms each have 2 degrees of freedom, and the robot overall has 10, enabling it to make natural movements, like shaking its head and choking.
This is one of my favorite things that I've seen in a while, and I'm glad that Alex, our producer, found it.
Thank you, Alex.
Yeah, Alex, thank you, and also, what the hell are you doing on the internet all day? I love that dental school students have the opportunity to reap the benefits, and all of us as being, you know, dental patients have the ability to reap the benefits of sex doll manufacturing.
Oh, that's what that is? It's manufactured by sex doll companies?
That's what they said.
Oh, I missed that. I was just looking at how creepy it looked.
It was utterly creepy. And I guess, like, it really is like a sex doll that decided it. I like that the sex dolls, the one thing that they added was teeth. So, you know, do with that what you will.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe some guy wants that.
Go on.
No, I'm just saying, like, why they take the teeth out of the sex dolls? Maybe it would make it more realistic. Maybe, you know, put a tooth on a pillow if you knock one out and get a little money from it.
Also, I enjoy that extra danger. Okay, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to tell you guys the best thing ever of the week. The best things ever of the week. The first one is, you know, it's been such an intense, I want to say, year, that sometimes you just really do want a thoroughly feel-good story. So this is from someone who tweeted about their professor, and they said this is from a professor who sent it to the student, saying, "A few of you have talked to me about having trouble getting some of the books for this course. The university is adamant that you purchase textbook through the official university bookstore. Beware the sites that promise and deliver free PDFs of all kinds of books, such as," and then they give 2 different sites. They say, "This site might seem perfectly helpful in that they deliver exactly what they promise, but they are also free. I can't remember what I was saying." Anyway, so this is a professor who is telling the students how to get free books. I just thought that was really awesome. I know that books and student debt is such like a crippling issue, but it's just really nice to see stuff like that. I always find it weird that like when you go to college, they ask you to do research, and the research that you do and all the other, you know, research papers you can access for free on the internet, except for the textbooks that they charge you a bajillion dollars for. And I love that a professor is like, I'm not going to tell you where to get free books, but here's where to get free books. And any way that anybody can get out of spending like $100 for the textbook in college, I think that's a great thing. So that just made me feel good. I thought that was awesome. Okay. That's it. The next best thing ever, I want to know what you think about this, because there's, you know, we're in a presidential race, and there's a lot of ways that political campaigns try to get an edge or at least like connect with people. And I genuinely have no idea what to think of this. Okay, so here is from Joe, the at Biden Beauty Instagram. Biden Beauty. Yes, Joe Biden has a beautiful smile. But there is an Instagram handle called Biden Beauty that says get the vote look. And they're selling, those are sponges that are ergonomically designed to spread makeup. And they have a whole like Instagram page, as we'll show you, of people who are uploading photos of themselves for the Biden Beauty. They have a website that shows just Joe Biden's face. This is BidenBeauty.com.
They put a lot of makeup on. I would love to see their 2-hour makeup tutorial of making, you know, the presidential look happen. I'd love that.
I love it so much. Like, they're literally actually selling this these sponges for $20.20, so 2020. And on this, you can actually buy it at their store. It says, beat your face, beat out Trump. Don't know what that is. I think the sponges are called like makeup, like beaters. The most influential influencer beauty brand of the year. Create a get out the vote Luke. Cost $20.20. And it, I don't know. I mean, I get it. I mean, what are your thoughts about this page?
Like I said, I mean, they go through hair and makeup. I mean, we've seen the women and we've seen the influencers who have their tutorials. I would love to see a tutorial of taking Joe Biden's old man face and turning it into a presidential face, and Donald Trump's COVID face and turning it into a lively one.
Did you see earlier this week they released a video of Trump? Like, there was one in the hospital where he was like paper white. And then he had this, everyone called him out. I was like, dude, I think you're gasping for air. And they overcorrected by like totally darkening his face. I wonder, like, I know that Trump has a lot of makeup. Do you think Biden puts on a lot of makeup?
Well, they all have to. It's for TV.
Yeah. Sure. Super true. Super true, super crazy. The final thing I want to show you that's the best thing ever of the week is a family vacation. No politics here. We're past the political zone. This is a family vacation. They went to a place, and I know that ever since I saw the video about Joe, what is his name? The guy who has the Tiger King. So the Tiger King, I have this weird reaction to places that are like mini zoos. Here's a family going to a mini zoo, taunting a baboon, I want to say, and suffering the consequences. It's quite fantastic. Take a look.
There he is. Look, see him? Uh-oh. God damn it, look.
Oh,
oh
God. Are you okay?
Oh, see ya.
You're okay.
Let my shirt.
Yeah, you're.
Oh.
It's okay.
Where's the napkin? We need a napkin.
They treat it like that, like it was a drive-by. They're like, "Are you okay?" I feel bad for the baboon.
So did I. And it's also like you hear stories about, like, you know, apes throw their poop. Like, that's a thing. Like, chimpanzees throw their poop, baboons throw their poop. And I didn't believe it till I saw it. But, like, at the moment when it shows its teeth, the dad's like, "I've heard tell of this in storybooks."
I've heard tell of this. We've definitely seen a lot of clips. They love to throw their poop. I mean, what else are they going to throw? They don't get much in those cages. They got to throw something.
And, like, his move was like, it was like an underhand, like, pitcher, you know, fields the grounder and just flips it to first. So fantastic. I hope that's all the time we have. It always flies by, but I hope we were able to make everybody's week a little bit better as we wipe.
Mine is so much better now for having gone through this.
Okay, good. Great. Can you tell people a little bit how they can watch your special, Khalees Hawkins?
I didn't earn a place on this podcast. I didn't work a lick of it. And it's just nice to just have it fall into my lap out of nowhere, out of the sky, because I just showed up to be here. And that's what I did on my album. I just showed up. I just said some funny things. And then people bought it. I hope. I can't tell. I really can't tell. I don't know how, anything about the internet.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, we just kind of, you know, turn on the computer and see how it goes. But thank you. You're fantastic, AF. And I had a good time, AF. And people should, you know, find a way to enjoy 40 AF. And yeah, that's fantastic. Khalees Hawkins, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, AF.